You are witches. The most powerful trio of witches.
The highly anticipated new series.
You're the charmed ones.
Nothing is stronger than your sisterhood.
From the creator of Jane the Virgin.
Throughout history, strong women were called witches, and we are. We have to unite.
The powerful series premiere, Charmed, following the season premiere of Supergirl, tonight on The CW.
It all starts at 8 p.m. Supergirl, followed by Charmed, only on The CW Philly.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during. When I think about that song, I could be having a very bad day. I could just want to stay in my bed. But when I think about that, I have to encourage myself to keep pressing forward. Many times in life, we don't have anybody to give us an encouraging word. So we have to speak life over ourselves. We have to remember that the same life that God gave us when he breathed in the breath of life into us is the same life that we can speak to ourselves to get ourselves out of that dust and that dirt and keep moving forward. Even when you don't want to, it's important to remember to encourage yourself on a daily basis. Hello? 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 It is Sunday, August 26th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair. Season 2, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hey, good evening, sir. How are you today?
I'm blessed, doctor. How about yourself?
I'm A-OK. I'm here.
Amen.
But by the end of this show, by the end of your show, I'm sure I will be much better.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. It's a true blessing and an honor to always work with you. You know, I often say that people think that I'm the voice of the Jubilee Affair, but they need to know you're the lifeline of the Jubilee Affair, because without you, we can't do nothing. No show on this network can function without you. And I always tell you that we are so grateful for you and for the work that you put in.
Thank you so much, sir, and to you as well.
Thank you, thank you. It is a blessing and an honor to be before you today. And I just want you to remember that if you are in need of prayer, you can contact us on the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show, 646-787-1798. Again, that is 646-787-1798. If you want to talk to us, all you have to do is press the number 1, and you will be placed in queue. And when it's your turn, we'll have a conversation. Amen. So just know that during this show, you can call in live and have a conversation with the pastor. If you need to talk, if you need prayer, I'm always available. I am a servant to the people. I have always been a servant to the people, and I will always be a servant to the people. I always like to open up my broadcast with a word of prayer. Amen. So let us have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we just thank you again for being so good unto us, for showing us a marvelous grace and mercy, Father, for keeping us, for protecting us, for hiding us, for providing for us, Father, for everything that you've done for your people, Father. We just thank you. Now I ask, Father, that you will bless this show, Father. Let this show be a blessing unto somebody who needs to hear a word from you, Father. We ask right now that you will strengthen me, your servant, Father. Protect me, use me, and guide me, Father. Bless all the hosts on this network, Father. Bless Brother Hakim as he keeps everything moving, Father. Bless Sister Michelle and take her higher in her desires, Father, in her investments, Father. And whatever she touches, Father, let it just be pure gold. I ask right now, Father, that you would just continue to bless, Father, this world. We know, Father, that there's a lot of evil in this world, but, Father, we claim victory in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We claim healing in the name of Jesus, Father. We claim breakthroughs right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, because without you, we have nothing, and without you, we are nothing. So use us in a mighty way, Father. Bless us, Father, your people, and keep us. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen. I am excited, happy, and full of joy. And I hope that you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to stand on his promises, to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. But I got a testimony for you all today. It is important to remember who you are in the Lord. Whatever God has called you to be the best at it. My mother always told us when growing up, she said, regardless of what you do in this life, always be the best. She said, even if you clean toilets, you make sure that you clean that toilet to the best of your ability as if you were cleaning God's toilet. That stuck with me. If you are a believer in Christ and you are doing a job, be the best at it. Remember who you are in the Lord. And thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are doing a job, if you are doing something in this world and you don't feel that you are doing a job that you're supposed to be doing, then it's time for you to seek the Lord. It's time that you seek God and ask God what it is that he would have you to do. Because there are a lot of times that we do stuff and we think that it's God's will and we find out that it's not. Remember who you are in the Lord. When you go out in the world, don't be like everybody else. The Holy Spirit is just speaking right now. When you go out, don't be like everybody else. I thought he was going one way, but he ended up going another way. It's important that we show this world who Jesus really is. It's important that we know and that we show this world the Bible that they throw down. There are times that we are the only Bible that people may read. There are times that people look at us just to see how we're going to react to a situation. Remember, my father in ministry, God bless his soul, told me to always watch what you do, because there's always somebody watching you. There's always somebody watching you. And I know that to be true. So I try my best to be the person that I am and that I claim to be at all times. It's important that we hold on to that. Seek God and ask God what he would have you to do in this life. There's two testimonies in one, amen. I just feel God speaking to me that it is important that we do this. When you look at the life of Jesus, Jesus was the same at all times. He didn't treat the Jews one way and then the Gentile woman the other way. The same things that he said unto the Jews is the same thing that he said unto the Gentiles. Only man changes, but God never changes. And if we are Christ-like, then we have to, at all times, show Christ. So I urge you to be more like him and to remember who you are in the Lord. If God has called you to preach, be the best preacher that you can be. If God has called you to teach, be the best teacher that you can be. If God has called you to do whatever, let the world see God in you. For it is important on this day that the world sees Jesus. Too many times, the world sees Christians, but they don't see Jesus. I'm not stepping on nobody's toes, but I'm just saying that there are times that the world ought to see the Spirit and not the man. If God has simply called you to be a Christian, be the best Christian that you can be. It's important, and believe me, when I minister to you, I minister to myself. I have to always tell myself to be the best that you can be. And don't allow Satan to stop what God is doing in you. It's important. And we all fall short of the glory. But it's important to watch what you do at all times. And remember who you are. And to be the best at whatever God has called you to do. If you do that, truly the Lord will be magnified. See, there's too many times, and in this day and age, everybody wants to denounce the church. Everybody wants to talk about the church. Everybody got something to say about the church. But I'm here to let you know that the church is the beacon of life. And in a little while, y'all, according to Scripture, the church will be the only place that you can run to for salvation. The same thing that you denounce. It's important that those who are in leadership roles teach your people to be more like Christ, to receive, when this time comes, we have to be there to receive those who have been denouncing us. It's time. I just want everybody to understand that. It's time that we stop talking about this and we start being about this. It's too much going on. It's blatant right in our face. The scriptures are coming to, are being fulfilled. It is happening right now. It's time. It's time that we pick up our Bibles and we walk. With a new walk and a new talk. I had to say that because somebody needed to hear that, those things which I just spoke. Somebody needed to hear that today. I don't know who it was for. But understand that God is speaking. As we move on into the sermon for this evening, the scripture will come out of the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, beginning with verse 28. And it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For my subject today, I love trash, saith the Lord." I hear some of my listeners and some of those who have been following my ministry say, "Oh Lord, here this boy come with another crazy subject." But I like crazy subjects because it captures the attention of the people. But Jesus, a man to some, a myth to unbelievers, and a legend to those who hide behind the cross. When I look back on my life and I see the times that I should have been on that cold slab, yet my blood is still warm, all I can do is praise his name for his undying love for me. You may be asking yourself, why do I believe that Jesus loves trash? Well, before we all accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we were all dirty as filthy rags. Even after accepting him, our righteousness is still as dirty and filthy rags. Let me tell you a little secret about Dante. Dante loves to sit in the morning and watch the trash man come and pick up the trash in the morning. Why? Because all that trash that cluttered my area is now in the bin, and nobody knows what dirt I was housing except the trash man. There are times that we can become so comfortable with the trash man that we may know them by their first names. And when we build that special bond with them, you will find that there will be times that they will even set your trash can up right against your lawn, all nice and neat. And sometimes they will even come into your yard and get the trash so that you don't have to deal with the dirt that comes out of the trash. Well, the analogy of the trash man is how I see the works of Jesus. When Jesus came into this world, he didn't come into the world to sit with the clean, but he came for those who had a little dirt on their hands. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." I am convinced that Jesus came here to remove the trash from my life, but not only from my life, but from your life as well. The trash that nobody knows about. The trash that only he sees. The trash that can be damaging to our souls. Through the eternal struggle that man faces, I am so for that I know who my Lord and Savior is. The words that Jesus spoke in Matthew were words of comfort and security, love and boldness. He knew that all of his disciples would face some sort of persecution and or unfairness when dealing with this world. Thus, we do not have to be afraid when dealing with the evil of this world. Our job is to be still and know that Jesus, he will fix it. Not that he might, or that he can, or that he can.
Okay, everyone, please hold. We're having some technical difficulties. It appears that the Reverend has been disconnected. I'm going to try to get him back right away. Reverend, if you're listening, please, Pastor Dante, please dial back in and press the number one, and here you go.
Amen.
Pastor Dante.
I don't know what just happened.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know what just happened, amen, but we're going to keep it on moving, amen. Not,
okay.
But not that he might, but that he will. Romans 8:35 states, "Who will separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, famine or nakedness, peril or the sword?" You see, my Savior put it plain. I love you. I'll fight for you. I'll deal with your issues. I'll stand with you throughout your life, and I'll wipe you clean, all because I died for you. And on that great day that your eyes close, that you will see what I have built for you. But first, I must deal with the trash that tries to hold you down, the trash that tries to separate us. Jesus is saying that this trash tried to remove me from the communities, remove me from the schools, and it is now trying to remove me from the church. But let me tell you, I would rather deal and stand with Jesus than allow Satan to use and abuse me. You all know that song, "On Christ, the Solid Rock, I Stand. All other ground is seeking sand." When you stand with Jesus, you can stand against anything. Think back. When you were enlightened by his presence, he showed up in your life and he showed out in your life. When you came in and when he came in and set up shop, he looked at you and he viewed you from a distance. He studied your body. He spotted out all the parasites. But he did not say, "You are too wounded to be used." But what he did was he pulled out his chisel and his hammer and began to chisel away, removing all the dirt and the impurities. He started with the heart. He circumcised it, removing all the dead flesh that stopped your heart from beating. Psalm 51 says, "Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." And after all his good works, he presented you before the throne, spotless, clean, white as snow. Oh, yeah, you want to know why I say Jesus loves trash? It is because once he cleanses you, you will go before the masses, and you will go before those Pharisees, those Pharisee type of spirits, those Sadducee type of spirits, and all who inquire about your blessing, and you will testify that I do not care what's to the left of me or to the right of me. I do not care what's in front of me or behind me. But all I can say is I was once blinded by this dirt and trash, but now I see. Now I feel clean. Now I was washed through his most precious blood. But glory be to Jesus for removing the trash from my life. Glory be to Jesus for removing the trash out of your life. Glory be to Jesus for wanting and desiring to move the trash out of the unbeliever's life. But glory be to Jesus. For wanting and desiring to clean this world. You see, only he could do it. Only Jesus could cleanse this world of the trash. Only Jesus can stop the trash in your life. You want to be made whole? Well, turn it all over to Jesus. You find yourself in pain? Give Jesus a try. You find yourself addicted and afflicted? You want to be made clean? Give your life to Jesus. Let Jesus deal with your addictions. Let Jesus deal with your afflictions. Let Jesus deal with the unbelief. Let Jesus deal with the sometimes in and out. Let Jesus because he's the only one that can fix it. He's the only one that can do it. Hebrews 1:3 says, and he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature and upholds all things by the word of his power. And when he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The things that Jesus did, nobody can do. Buddha couldn't do it. Confucius tried to do it. Muhammad wouldn't do it. Nobody but Jesus can love all of God's people the same. And that's why he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Give Jesus all your trash and watch and see how he will make a mountain out of a dirt molehill. You see, I'm a living witness to what happens when you give Jesus your trash. When I gave Jesus my trash, oh Lord, did I give him a truckload of trash, addictions after addictions, things that nobody knows about. I can tell you that he came in and that he fixed me, that he cleansed me, that he purified me, and he set me on my path. He didn't look at me and say, boy, no, I can't deal with that. He said, I'm going to set you straight so you can go out and tell somebody that I live, that you can go out and tell somebody that my Father lives, that I and my Father are one, and if you love me, you will love my Father. I'm here to let you know right now that Jesus desires to clean your life. He desires to clean your walk. He desires to clean every area of your life. Too many times we be in dirt because we want to be in dirt. Too many times we like the dirtiness of our lives, the drama in our lives. We like to be in that mess, you know, because it brings purpose to our lives. But Jesus said he's done with all of that. He don't need nobody that's in the dirt. He wants some people that's ready to get up and walk away from that dirt. He's ready for some, looking for some people that's ready to do some work for him. I always say, salt water and fresh water cannot flow from the same spring. If you want to be right, if you want to be on that right path, if you want to be made clean, it's time that you give it all over to my Lord and my Savior. I boast in the Lord because I know what he can do. If you know anybody that's dirty and want to be made clean, tell them, teach them Jesus. Teach them what the scripture says. Teach them how to align themselves with him. Teach them what thus says the Lord. Teach them that with, when God is on your side, that you don't need nobody else, so long as you have King Jesus. Teach him what the cross means. Teach them how to be made clean. There's somebody out here right now, and you've been searching and searching and searching, and no matter where you turn, dirt is being thrown in your face. I'm here to let you know right now that Jesus loves you. If you are listening to this right now, repeat this with me. Say that Jesus loves me. If you believe that Jesus loves you, if nobody in this world has ever told you that they love you, know that Jesus loves you. He loves your dirt. He loves your trash. He loves when you don't look good. He loves when you don't smell good. He loves when you've been wearing all those dirty old clothes. He even loves when your spirit is dirty. The challenge of Jesus is to wipe you clean, to give you a new clothes, to give you a new walk, to give you a new talk. This is the Jesus challenge. I urge you to turn from your wicked ways, to turn from that mess, to turn from the dirt, and to give your life over to Jesus. I always like to end this sermon with a chance for everybody to align themselves with God through Jesus Christ. If you do not know who Jesus is, I invite you to Jesus now. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. I ask that you would come into my heart. I believe that you live, that you die, and that you rose again on that third day. Be the Lord of my life. Remove all the dirt and turmoil that's present in my life. I confess and believe that you are Lord. I am yours, and you are mine. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer and you confess it within your heart and you really believe with a sincere heart, then salvation belongs to you. That means if you died this very second, believing all that you just prayed in your heart, that you would go unto heaven. Now that's good news. But let me also share with you, in the midst of this good news that you just received, it is important that you keep your faith going. It is important that you find a Bible-based church, a church that teaches from the Bible. Align yourself, become a member, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and live a life worthy of a Christian. Teach somebody else what it means to be Christ-like, and you will always have your salvation. Congratulations, and welcome home. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Hakim, as we get closer and closer to that time, do we have anybody that would have a word to speak on the network?
We have a few people on, but no one has pressed the number one to go live. So anyone who's listening, anyone who's online, who's enjoyed this sermon, please press the number one. I'll be happy to plug you into the pastor, and we can hear what you have to say.
Amen. Amen. I cut it short because last week we got down to the wire, so this week I expect to hear from somebody. Somebody come in and bless my soul. Amen.
Don't be shy, guys. Press number one. Be happy to plug you right in. The lines are open.
Amen. And while we wait for somebody to talk, I want to offer up a prayer for a minister, Sharon Davis, who is undergoing surgery tomorrow. Let us, as a community and united in faith, let us have a word of prayer for her. Father God, I just thank you for this preacher, Minister Davis, Father, that you have called out of the masses, Father, that you will touch, Father, that you will anoint, that you will appoint, that you will keep, that you will hold, that you will honor her, Father, that you will bring her back blessed and safe, Father. We know right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that as you are making this process happen, Father, it is a reason. But, Father God, we await your blessings on her life, Father. Make an overall healing on her life from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father. Touch her in a mighty way. Let your angels have charge over her hospital room, over every area of her life. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Is there anybody on yet that would like to have a word to share? Amen. How was your time?
Nope, still no one yet. Again, guys, please press the number one, and I'll be happy to plug you right in. The lines are open, and this is your time.
Amen. Amen.
Your time.
I just got a message, and I was asked to pray for Richard and Alyssa. Father God, you know the struggles, Father. You know what is going on, Father. If there is any issue going on, Father, we ask that you would bless Brother Richard and Sister Alyssa right now, Father. Touch them in a mighty way, Father. Whatever is going on, Father, that you would be the head of it, Father, that you would show them your good works, that you would show them that you are God, that you would show them, Father, a new way of living, Father, that you would show them a new way of talking, Father, that you would make everything brand new in their lives, Father. But first, let them turn unto you, Father. Let them see and know and be sure that you are God, Father, that regards to what goes on around them, Father, let them know that they must trust and believe in you, Father. That as they trust and believe in you, that all things will be made right, Father, that all things will be fixed, that all things will come together, but they must trust in you. I thank you, Father. I ask that you will bless right now. Matter of fact, Father, I give up a blessing for them right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. To anybody?
No,
if you have
not yet.
Request, amen. This is your time. This is your time. I've set it aside for you. If you have if you want a prayer request, if you got a prayer request, or if you just want to speak a word, now is the time. Don't be shy. I won't bite. This is your time. And now next week, if I don't cut my sermon short next week and I go all the way up to 10:50, don't come calling in at 10:59 saying I got a word now, amen, because I'm sitting aside the time for you. Amen. This is the time. And I just pray that all of you who are listening are blessed today. I pray that something that I said touched you in a mighty way. I pray that there's something that the Spirit said to you hearing this word touched you in a mighty way. Understand that God loves you and he desires to see you clean. He desires to use you, which is a good thing. It's a wonderful thing to be used by God. The best feeling in the world. I wouldn't have it any other way. I told my members this morning that if I did not have this ministry, I know I would be dead. without my ministry, I would go. I would go the way of the dodo bird because I have nothing else. So again, this is your time. It's your time to speak.
All right, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
That was just sent in to me. How would one know when God is beginning to use them?
Well, first, after you have been converted to servant of Christ, you will know that God is using you because you will have a sense of peace, a sense of happiness, and a sense of joy. And when I say God using you, when you smile at somebody with the love of Christ, God is using you. When you don't act the same way that you used to act, and people say, what has changed in your life? And you say that I have been converted over and I am a follower of Christ, God is using you. When you allow God, when God is in your life and you see things differently, and again, when people see you differently and you tell people about the good news that you have learned, when you have been enlightened by God, he is using you. Now, he don't use everybody on the same level. Not all of us are called to preach, and not all of us are called to teach, not all of us are called to evangelize, but we are all called to spread the good news. So when God is using you, that's what I mean, to spread the good news. You will know then, because you will feel a sense of joy when you tell somebody who don't know about Christ, when you tell them about being enlightened and you see a change in their life, you two together will be able to worship God, and thus you will be used by God. Amen.
Beautiful. I believe we have a caller.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, Pastor Townsend.
Good evening, Brother Darius.
Yes, I want to, I'm sorry I missed your sermon, but I wanted to give you the Bible scripture, what I taught in Sunday school today.
Okay.
I taught Sunday school today. It was about teaching about social justice.
Amen.
And now the background scripture was Colossians 3rd chapter, I think 3rd chapter verses 5 through 17. And I used the background scripture of Job chapter 36.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah.
And how did the people receive that?
They received it pretty good because I read the key verses. When we had like the discussion, I referred back to Job 36 and I think verses 11 through 12.
Okay. Amen. Amen. And that's where Paul was speaking, telling the church in Colossae that they need to stop the slandering and the evil works that they're doing and the dirty and filthy things that they are a part of, and that they need to align themselves with the Word of God. Am I correct?
Yes.
Amen.
And the verse 17 talks about justice. That talking about if you live with the Word of God and cooperate, you will live with blood. You can live good for the rest of your life, but if you do bad, and the bad things will always happen.
Amen. Amen. And that's the truth there. That's true there. If you always do bad and negative stuff, that's what will follow you. Scripture where Jesus said, those that live by the sword die by the sword.
Yes, and on all the things that happened across the country. And just so happened, I was looking on my electronic Bible, and I just looked up the word justice, and I read a little bit of Job 36 last night.
Amen. Amen. That's right. And you know, it's, you know, Job himself went through a whole lot, and that's a whole nother sermon within itself. Amen. But, you know, we have to remember that it's important for us to turn away from them wicked ways. All sin.
Yeah.
Sin, all it does is put more dirt and dirt and dirt in our soul. That's all it does. And when it puts dirt into our soul, our spiritual heart cannot function. It cannot function. It cannot be. God can't use us. God cannot touch our heart when our hearts are dead.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Darius.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate your words, and thank you for always blessing my soul with a good word. Amen. And you have anything else that you would like to add, sir?
Just a prayer for them families down in Jacksonville.
Amen. Amen. You know, have they found out what happened besides the, we know that it was a shooting?
No, I have not turned on the news because I'll try to get the latest maybe by tomorrow, but I do know, I think the latest, they still say like at least 4 dead, but 11 been injured from that shooting from that Madden tournament. But I try not to stray away from news, but I'll try to read more.
Amen.
But
you know, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, Father, such violence, Father, all this killing that we are experiencing, Father, in this world, we just ask, Father, that you would come in and make this new, Father. The loss of lives, Father, the children and the young folks, Father, who are going to enjoy a day of gaming, Father, please stop all this violence, Father. Please touch some lives, Father. Whatever we as your people need to do, Father, to stop this, use us, Father, to touch some of these folks, Father, who are hurting spiritually and mentally, Father, and are physically hurting, Father, and need a kind word, a kind gesture thrown their way, Father. We are here, Father. We need to stop this mess. Satan is running rampant, Father, and we need to stop him from destroying our people. What must we do? What must we do to stop this? It's not a black or a white thing. It's a death thing. Satan desires to kill you no matter what race you are. Father, please, hear this prayer. Help your people, Father. It's becoming so bad, Father, that we don't even want to leave the house. Because we just don't know what we're going to face when we go out those doors. But, Father, we trust and believe in you. Please, Father, fix this. Bless those, Father, who were hurt. And those who survive, Father, make a overall healing on their lives, Father. Let them come out of this, Father, renewed, Father, and minister to their spirits right now, Father, those who survive. And I pray, Father, that those who were hurt and those who lost their lives, Father, that you are covering them right now in your bosom. We thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Brother Darius, for always giving us a good word. And I just This hurts my heart, man.
Yeah. I didn't play Madden. I used to play Madden for fun, but I don't play for like the money or anything. I'd play it for fun. I didn't. It used to be for fun, but I hope there'll be better days ahead.
Amen. Yes, sir. I mean, and that you know, what hurts my heart is that it could have been any of us.
Yeah.
Because when I'm not at church, when I'm not at school, when I'm not at work, I am a gamer. Now, granted, I don't play Madden, but it could have been any other game that I played, and I could have been right there just coming to enjoy myself. It could have been Brother Hakim just going to enjoy himself. It could have been you, Brother Darius, just going to enjoy yourself. And this senseless violence, it needs to stop.
Yeah.
Christians, we got to do a little bit better. We need to start helping these people. Teaching them what thus saith the Lord.
And I suggest in Sunday school that we might have, I suggest why don't we just, with all the new with these smartphones, why don't we just text message the Bible scripture for the people for the week?
Amen. 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 We're going to continue that thought in 1 second, Brother Darius. We have a new caller that's just popping
yes,
in. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the yep. Jubilee Affair.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sister Tremaine Townsend.
Amen.
And
Amen.
While you and the brother were talking, the word peace has just been coming through in the scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything.
Mm.
Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guide your heart, your mind, as you live in Christ Jesus.
Amen. That's enough said right there.
So we can't worry and worship at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tremaine. Thank you for that wonderful word. Brother Darius, thank you always for having a great word. Brother Hakim, thank you. And on behalf of this family, amen. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and this has been the Jubilee Affair. We are signing off. God bless.
You are witches. The most powerful trio of witches.
The highly anticipated new series.
You're the charmed ones.
Nothing is stronger than your sisterhood.
From the creator of Jane the Virgin.
Throughout history, strong women were called witches, and we are. We have to unite.
The powerful series premiere, Charmed, following the season premiere of Supergirl, tonight on the CW.
It all starts at 8 p.m. Supergirl, followed by Charmed, only on the CW Philly.
Choosing an energy company raises many questions. Who can make my electricity and natural gas work smarter? Where can I find a company that's easy to do business with, who knows the market best, and has options to fit my needs? For millions of homes and businesses, there is one answer: Constellation. Decades of market intelligence and proven solutions from the trusted energy leader. Energy made efficient, simple, insightful, and flexible. That's what makes Constellation America's energy choice. Learn more at constellation.com/energy.